All this week, we're looking back on the local news that shaped 2025 in chronological order. Today, we remember news from the summertime months of June, July, and August. The month of June started with the candidate filing deadline for the November general election. By June 2nd, 9 residents had filed for the 3 open seats on the Manhattan City Commission, and 5 residents had filed for 3 seats on the Manhattan-Ogden School Board. Among the tops in the overall fundraising throughout was Larry Fox.
Manhattan is a great town, and a lot of people want to move here. I feel like I can bring maybe some business background, some business sense to the commission.
Retired attorney Jim Morrison also joined the race.
Kind of felt like I'd been invested in the community all along between the activities I do beyond the practice of law.
Andrew Von Lintel, who works at Big Lakes Developmental Services, began attending city commission meetings amid concerns with the city's rising debt and a growing annual budget, and decided he too would get in the race.
Seems like in recent years we've been increasing both a lot. I noticed that the state of Kansas has a debt limit on Manhattan, and we're used 80% of that credit limit, basically. So I don't really see a reason why we should be doing that.
All 3 men would go on to get elected in the fall, defeating the 2 incumbents in the race, Peter Opelt and Jamie Minton. Commissioner John Mata elected to not seek another term, as he intends to move to Arizona in the new year. Jamie Morris Hardiman, Lou Faust, and Courtney Jane Hockman would go on to be elected to the school board in the fall. Both the City of Manhattan and USD 383 worked in the early part of the year to build support for a reinvestment housing incentive district on Little Kitten Avenue. That proposal would have created a tax-subsidized workforce housing development after Frontier Development had been awarded over $1.7 million in state and federal tax credits and grants toward the project. City Manager Danielle Doolin.
The RHID is not a silver bullet, but it is a powerful step forward, a chance to do more than maintain the status quo. Because right now, those 26 underutilized lots are only generating $6,700 a year, while housing costs soar and families leave Manhattan.
For the RHID project to become a reality, however, both government entities also needed buy-in from Riley County government officials. However, on June 12th, the commission voted unanimously to nix the project. Commissioner John Ford.
It's not the project itself that I have issues with, or the developer, or anybody who's attached to it. I think they've done a great job with it, but it's just that subsidy side of it and what we're doing with it. And I just can't work around it.
City officials would go back to the drawing board in the fall to move ahead with an infill housing project utilizing other means through its workforce housing sales tax fund. A groundbreaking was held in November. Walmart in Manhattan had to be evacuated on June 13th after a small fire broke out inside the store. Authorities investigated the fire initially as an arson case, developing a suspect, but released few details early on. The store remained closed over the Father's Day weekend. A company spokesperson would later tell Cayman and the Mercury the fire cost the store an estimated $2 million in losses, not including lost wages. To date, law enforcement and county attorneys in both Riley and Pottawatomie County have announced nothing in terms of arrests of any suspects in that case. It's unclear if that case is still under investigation. Kansas State University continued to work on infrastructure projects throughout the year, perhaps none more visible than the Global Center for Grain and Food Innovation, which is under construction at Claflin and Mid-Campus Drive. As that project continues, one of the sweet spots on campus for many visitors, Call Hall, was forced to close temporarily until a new location opens in the new building sometime next year. Dairy plant manager Jared Parsons.
As a lifelong resident of Manhattan, I know Call Hall Dairy Bar is a staple of the university and community. Rest assured, we will be back and better than ever.
The Dairy Bar first opened in 1963, and K-State Director of Bands Dr. Frank Trace announced his retirement ahead of the fall semester after 33 years on the job.
I'm proud of the fact that I'm going to walk away from this place knowing in many, many ways it's a lot better than it was when I got here. But I'm confident that I left it better than I found it.
Trace's successor, Alex Wimmer, was named on December 15th. He'll take over for Trace on June 7th of next year. Coming up later this hour, we'll continue our look back at the summer of 2025 with the opening of a new common consumption area in downtown Manhattan, and a former chiropractor goes on trial for sexually abusing multiple clients. I'm Brandon Peoples, News Radio KMAN.